bit about myself. I started drinking at a really young age, and by the time I was 13, I was drinking every day, blackout drinker, and when I finally was able to stay sober, when I made it to Prescott, today, 10 years later, you know, we were just talking how I've let life get in the way. My life's gotten so busy, and I have, you know, my job and my kids, and not to put my program first. And so lately, you know, I haven't been putting myself out there to do service, and I can tell when I start to get crazy thoughts in my head or think about drinking and stuff like that, that, you know, that's when I need to be putting myself out there, when I need to be going to more meetings, speaking more, doing those things, getting involved, getting out of myself, because I'm all in myself. And it's not a good place to be inside this head, because that's when I, you know, start to get crazy. Service, and when they called and asked me, I was like, "You're asking me?" I'm like, "I have, you know, two kids, I got a full-time job. You know what? I'm not out there doing a lot of service." And so I think it's perfect for me actually to be up here saying, you know, that that's what I need to be doing, is I need to be putting myself out there more. And so I picked up a new sponsee this week and started going over the starting the steps over with her, and even just doing that, I feel so much better just getting out of myself. And I know that's myself, putting myself out there for the newcomer, and so when it comes to service, I have to remember that everything in my life is a gift of this program, and so much fun this weekend, and my kids have had a great time, and focus and reconnect to God, and just I feel really good. So thank you.
Nice. I'm Narice. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 12/7/02. This is my second time getting sober. My first time getting sober, I came in not really knowing what to do. Like I came in with the same attitude I had when I was drinking, which was, if I do what you do and I say what you say, if I look the way that you look, then you'll accept me and like me. And so when I got here, that's what I did. Like I did what everybody did. I looked the way that they looked. I would say the things that they said, but I didn't really do any work. One of the things that kept me sober was young people's AA. And more specifically, ASCAP. That year that I got sober was the conference, ASCAP conference was in Tucson, and I got on the host committee. I think it was like my first AA meeting. I was invited to this event, and from there it kind of took off, and that host committee ended up being like my home group. Like, those were the people that taught me how to be sober. And it was all around this AA young people service stuff. So I ended up relapsing after 2 years because I wasn't doing the work that needed to be done to stay sober. But when I came back, I knew right away how to get plugged in again. And it was all centered around that service work. So that's what I did. I got plugged in. I found a sponsor that was big on service, and I've always had sponsors that were really big on service. In my understanding of, you know, the way the service works in my life now is that now that I've gotten sober, it is my responsibility to make sure that this continues for the people coming in. And me doing service work at any level is, you know, helping to make sure that that's still available when the new people come in here. And that I'm available. So, like, talking to new people, speaking on panels like this, right now I'm serving as the advisory chair, which was God working in my life right now, because I was co-chair, and I took co-chair because I didn't think I was going to ever have to do anything. Like, there's no way I'm going to be chair. And then the acting chair had other plans. So I became the chair, and then I got voted in for the next year today, which was, it's God working in my life right now, because I don't have any sponsees right now. I don't have a home group right now. Like, I had to show up here because I had a commitment, and I've been in a really bad place lately, and this is God saving my life. And helping me to stay willing. And that's it. Like, service throughout my sobriety has saved my life. So I'm gonna keep doing it. Working, even when I forget, you know, God's gonna find a way for it to affect my life. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you guys are here. So that's all I have.
Hey, I'm Chris, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Chris.
Service has been something in my sobriety. My sobriety day is January 30th, 2011. And it's been something that's been a huge part, like, giant part of my sobriety. use service in two different ways. And the first way I've used service was the way that everybody that came before me suggested. I got a sponsor, and I worked the steps. I worked them in order, and I worked them to the best of my ability. And then when I started sponsoring people, when I started working a 12 step, I got this sense of like almost euphoria from like watching the light turn on in another alcoholic's eyes. And that's, in my opinion, that's the best way to use the 12 step. That's the best route you can go. I've also worked it the other way, where I knew I was an alcoholic, so I reached out a lot. And I didn't work any of the steps in between that. And basically what that did, I was just to the point, when they say that work with another alcoholic is the best defense against the first drink, that is a fact. But that's all it is. If you don't work the rest of the steps, for me anyway, it just got me to that place of, I just didn't want to drink. Personally, I work the steps, and I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous because I want to be happy too. Not drinking is not enough for me. Service is a big thing because when I'm actually using my sponsor and going to meetings and staying, like, having integrity with the commitments I have, I feel good when I sit down with a sponsee or any other alcoholic and watch that light turn on. I get to experience that, the full potential of what that is. Instead of, like, when I'm not in a good spot, when I have secrets or I'm harboring resentments, and I sit down with another alcoholic and tell them stuff that I'm not, like, suggest stuff that I'm not doing myself, it just gets me to the point where I don't want to drink, and that's just not enough for me. The other thing I like about service is how in the middle of everything it keeps you. Me personally, I'm a very strong believer of the animal in the middle of the herd is not going to get picked off by the lion. In this case, alcohol being the lion. And doing things like chairing meetings and setting up like chairs and making coffee and greeting people and like hanging out after the meetings and just talking to the newcomer, just sitting down and being somebody that they can cry to, that keeps you in the middle. It keeps me in the middle of the herd, and I love that. That's really all I have on it. So thanks.
Thank you.